listening in around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program tonight. Coming to you from those high rocky mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to have you back with us. It's good to be back here myself. Sorry last night I was out of pocket. Couldn't get here in time, but we're happy that Drew stood in for me. I hope that it was an interesting program. Knowing Drew, one of our favorite Marines, it probably was. I wish I had been available to hear it. Matter of fact, I hear that he came up with some good information last night from somebody that did listen in. Well, I just briefly to update you on my wife. We did go and get her second chemo treatment yesterday, and she's doing fairly well today. She didn't sleep all of last night. Woke up about 3:30, and had trouble getting back to sleep. But she seems to be doing okay. She's looks like she's going to be bald-headed, though. You know, I never thought I'd ever be married to a bald woman. But I understand that she's not the first one. Yesterday, we did get into a wig shop for her, and she found a nice-looking wig that'll look real good, we believe. And every time she combs her hair now, a big handful of hair comes out. So the doctor was right. He promised her by day 21 that she would be have no hair. Well, she's lasted longer than that. This is about, I don't know, it's over 20-some days now. But it's this chemo treatment is pretty strong, and the hair is coming out. So anyway, continue to pray for my bride, if you will. And that everything will work out okay. She's trying to take a lot of water in, a lot of liquid in, so that the chemo doesn't hurt any of her organs, her vital organs in her body, which has been known to do before, liver and kidneys and so forth. So your prayers are coveted, and thank you so much for keeping her in mind when you do say your prayers. And thank you for those cards and letters as those of you that have sent us cards and letters, we certainly appreciate it. Highlight of the day when we get nice letters from you and cards. And so thank you so much for that. And we'll get into some real interesting news when we get back. We got some more information from law enforcement for you, vital information for families out there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this important break.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'd like to talk to you about something tonight once again that our police officers have been talking about. Matter of fact, we've been talking about it for a number of years. And that's this horrendous organization called by various names from state to state. Child Protective Services, you name it, Department of Child Services, and all over the country they name it different names, probably to try to throw off the bad reputation it has in other states. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that for a minute, for a few minutes, that is. Our police and military, just the police tonight, we're going to be talking about Child Protective Services and a message our police officers that know the truth about Child Protective Services want to send to you. But let me take you into a scenario here for a minute. Imagine for a moment that you're outside playing with your children and no one's really around, but all of a sudden, you notice that the commotion disturbs one of your neighbors, and a neighbor comes out, and a shouting match ensues. And although you tried several times to apologize and have your children apologize to the neighbor that was disgruntled over this thing, a couple of days later, a CPS worker, Department of Public Services, Children's Services, shows up at your door, and they announce that there is suspected abuse of your children, and they have an anonymous tipster. Somebody called, they allege, that is, and announced that you were abusing your children. By the way, they never tell you who made the report. So having nothing to hide, you make the great error of allowing them in to see your children and that your children are fine. You don't think that the bruise on your son's leg from falling off his bike last week will matter at all. You don't think that because the kids have been out playing in the backyard and are dirty will matter. Or maybe you haven't even started the laundry or washed the dishes today yet, and that won't matter. Of course not. They're only looking at the children. The worker leaves and says you will hear from them if it is unfounded. And that is the anonymous tip that you're abusing your children. They won't tell you that your adorable children fit the profile of kids that the perfect foster parents are looking for. So after a couple of days, the worker comes back with a police officer and takes your children. It happens, folks, every day in this country. Probably 100 times every day in this country. I've been involved in this type of activity in the city of Phoenix before I finally awoke to what the game was. It's money, 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 and politics, politics, politics is what it is. By the way, once they take your children, you have no rights in their eyes at CPS or Department of Child Protective Services. No warrant is needed to take your children. So now what? What do you do now? A couple days later, they may very well let you see your children if you're lucky. Your daughter's or son's hair may have been cut short. They may have been examined by a doctor, more than likely a psychiatrist, too. The worker that you confront there is a different one that took the children from your home, because there's the takers, the child stealers, and there's the workers at the place your children have been absconded to. They now tell you that your children are saying that you abuse them. Isn't that something? Then you go to a hearing where the worker explains to the judge or referee, might even be a judge, folks, that you did this or you did that, or some other form of abuse. Now you get a court-appointed attorney because you might not be wealthy enough to hire an attorney for this particular situation. And it's an attorney you've never spoken to before. The lawyer says plead no contest so you can get them back quicker, he says. It happens every day in the country, folks. Then you get to go to court, and you can't say a peep. You can only listen. The worker stands up there spewing unbelievable lies that you can do nothing about. Then a month later, you have to sign a contract with about 8 things on it that you have to do in order to get your children back. If you refuse to sign the contract, they make you sign a piece of paper that says you refuse to sign, which is the same as refusing the services of the CPS, which they will use against you in court. Now you get a visit once a week, if you're lucky, with your children for maybe 1 to 2 hours. Every 3 months you go to a review hearing where you again don't get to speak. They continue to lie about you and say that you are in non-compliance with the contract you signed. After 15 months, if the contract is not fulfilled, they start termination processing. Okay? If they terminate your rights, all future children are taken when one day old, and you can't stop them. Termination is then immediate. In other words, they don't just take your children you have now, but if you have another child, they come in and take the child after one day old and walk away with the child. The whole time that this is going on, your court-appointed attorney just sits there. Yes, your 4th and 14th Amendment rights have been stomped on and no one cares. Your family is torn apart. No one believes you are innocent of wrongdoing. Your own family won't even believe you many times. So now what? Yes, you will contemplate stealing your children back. You plan some kind of revenge, maybe, or you just go crazy and commit suicide. It happens all the time in this country, folks, all the time. Because this is such a horrendous thing to happen to your family over basically nothing. An anonymous tipster, they said. Foster parents, here's where it really gets into what's really going on, folks. The foster parents get subsidies for having your children in their home, in other words, money, a lot of money. Then when they adopt the children out of the foster home, the government pays all their fees, plus the government pays the state between $4,000 and $5,000 for every child stolen and adopted out of foster care. They continue to pay the adoptive parents until each child turns 18. Well, how do you feel right now about this system? You say, this can't be America. This can't happen in America. We're under a constitution here. Wake up, folks. I'm telling you as a cop, this is happening in this nation all the time. The media, of course, is allowed to sit in on every case of child abuse in the state if they want to. They only report the sensational ones where a child is injured or killed, not your child. Well, why is that? The media coverage will always cover fraud and lies. The contracted doctors and psychiatrists would be exposed, and the laws may get changed if they told the truth and did talk about the lies and fraud in this system. Because as a police officer, you learn real quick, folks, there are doctors out there that the doctors themselves call whores. That's right, prostitutes, whores. And there are psychiatrists out there that the psychiatrists themselves call whores and prostitutes. Now, what do they mean by that? Well, when I was going through my tumultuous events with the Phoenix Police Department, after I had become the most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, Then I became the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, because I became a constitutionalist and began to tell police officers and soldiers, do not obey immoral and unlawful orders. Well, I was sent to the city psychiatrist because they said McLam has gone crazy. He was the most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona. And all of a sudden, he went over the wall. He went over the hill and just went into absolute insanity. He became a constitutionalist. He began to tell other officers to disobey direct orders. They wouldn't mention that these direct orders are unlawful or in violation to their oath they took to defend the Constitution. No, no, no. But I had a chance to go meet some of these psychiatrists. Yes, I did. As the city of Phoenix tried to prove that I was insane for publishing my constitutional police and military organization. Publication, aid and abet, police military newsletter on constitutional issues. Well, what I found out was that these psychiatrists they sent me to were emotionally distraught themselves. One psychiatrist they sent me into, who's one of the better-known psychiatrists in the Phoenix area, has worked for the police department for years, makes a lot of money off of them. I went in and sat down, and before the hour was up, he was telling me about his son being on drugs and his wife cheating on him, and he was a sobbing mess. And I had to counsel with him, put my arms around him. It was incredible. I found out, folks, surprisingly to me and probably to you, that so many psychiatrists have incredible bad lives. I mean, their families are just absolutely in turmoil. They've been divorced 3 or 4 times, and they need help. They need help, but they don't need it from these wacko psychiatrists, these pseudo-politicians. They need it from God. That's what they need help from, and I've counseled with several of them that are just absolutely basket cases, and yet they're going to counsel you. Well, back to CPS here, folks. It's a money-making machine, and more people's children are being taken every day in America by the states because they make big dollars by taking your children and having them adopted out of the foster care homes. Be right back to talk more of what I know personally about Child Protective Services. Be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Two police and military headquarters office, outside the office here in my little office room. I serve as a volunteer here. This is my 24th year. And we have a message to you from police officers today talking about the despicable CPSs and Department of Social Services, they call it in California, and it goes by different names around the country. Once again, I think they name them different names just to throw off the evil exposure of some of the tactics and techniques they use to steal children around the nation, so they don't want to all be called the same. That's what I believe. But anyway, it's a big business today, stealing children, especially children under 3 years of age that can be adopted out very quick. And they've refined the systems in the states to where the adoption process can happen very quickly so they can get their $4,000 to $5,000 per child quickly. And they can make more and more money in your counties and your state. Now, I want to thank Terry Watson for sending this information over, because this kicked off this conversation on DPS and CPS and DSS and whatever your Child Protective Services is called in your area. Just a little more, first of all, give you an idea how big a business is. The state of California, Department of Social Services, which they call it DSS over there, is receiving funding from the federal government to the tune of $25 billion a year. And this doesn't even include the incentive bonuses for those child stealers. If they steal enough children, they get bonuses. And so the federal government funding of the California system comes from an old program of 1974. They set up this child stealing program called Child Abuse Prevention and Treatment Act of 1974. Now, they say, they've always said, the primary goal of Child Abuse and Prevention and Treatment Association there and DSS and CPS is always for child safety and family reunification, bringing families back together. This is not true, folks. This is big business. 95% of the children taken by DSS are from low-income minority parents. The next focus group of families will be the middle-income parents that they're taking children from now. And I will tell you that when I was a police officer in Phoenix, Arizona, we found out very quickly that when you have organizations, be they private or government organizations that handle children, you get a lot of child molesters that go in to run that system, to work in that system and run that system. It came to our attention as law enforcement people in Phoenix, Arizona, that the Child Protective Services in Tucson, Arizona, had been taken over by the lesbians and the homos. And many of them were devoutly dedicated to taking children, especially out of Christian homes, concocting some reasons, these anonymous tipsters. And when you check back, sometimes you find out there was no anonymous call at all. But somebody would tell them that there was a family of good Christians that had a number of children, and they would concoct an anonymous tipster that called in and come into your house with police officers and snatch your children and take your children and put them into the homes, the foster homes of lesbians and homos, and also those that were child molesters. Because after all, folks, if you're a child molester and you want to be around children, what kind of work are you going to go into? You're going to get involved in the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts. You're going to get involved in foster home care. You're going to be around children, and you're going to have children all around you. You'll get involved in CPS and DSS, Department of Social Services, where you can be around children all the time. So a whole system has been set up that's very corrupt and very evil today, folks, all over the United States. But the one we're just talking about mainly today is the big business of snatching children by the county governments and state governments that make big dollars from selling your children. Sad but true. Now let me get down into, and by the way, folks, if you want to call in tonight, I hope you will do that. Give us a call here, and we'd love to talk to you about this. Maybe this has happened in your life, and I'm very sorry to hear that. But let me tell you this. The officers here and officers around the country that hate this system, this Child Protective Services system, which is not Child Protective Services at all for the main part, is the main thing we want to tell you is don't let them in. When they come to your house, in any other case you can think of, you know the answer to this. If a cop knocks on your door and says, I want to come in to search for this and that, I want to come in to look for this or that, what do you tell them? Go get a warrant. And that's the proper and lawful thing to say. We police officers want to tell you that you do not open your door. I'll tell you the process you should go through. If DES or DPS or DSS or CPS come to your door with police officers, I'll tell you how to handle the situation. We'll be right back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Jack McGlam program. Rita in Texas, hold on just a minute, my dear. Folks, if you'd like to call in tonight and talk about this horrific system we have that's jerking children out of homes and absolutely destroying homes and destroying children, injuring children more with more abuse of these children than almost they could receive in most homes. Now, there are some very evil people out there that should never have children. Yes, there are. But these anonymous tipsters should not have give the right to government from coming in your door and doing anything they want to and taking your children. If you'd like to call in tonight, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're going to go to Rita in Texas, and then I'll get back to what you should do when they come to your door. Rita, how are you tonight? Good to have you on.
I'm doing well, Officer McGlam. I wanted to give another viewpoint with regards to your topic. Years ago, I used to teach parenting classes to children, parents and guardians,
yes,
whose children were actually removed by Child Protective Services.
Uh-huh.
And this was in the state of Texas.
Yes.
I was one of those, and I can't speak for anybody else, but I was one of those that I generally wanted to try everything I could to get the children reintegrated with their parents or their guardians. But the reality is that oftentimes there is severe alcohol or drug abuse that is actually occurring with the parents with these children that are in there. And unfortunately, and furthermore, there's activities like, for example, the mothers themselves may be sleeping with a lot of men because she's addicted to alcohol. The program that I was involved with involved 10 weeks of training, and so I really got an intimate or I think a pretty fair analysis of what I was dealing with. The one thing that I'm thinking about doing, especially in the state of Texas, is to lobby the Texas legislature, because I have a son who's a probation officer for the juvenile delinquents in a major city here in Texas.
Uh-huh.
So I'm hearing about how the children that have drug and alcohol, street drugs, they'll get arrested, they'll put them in the kiddie penitentiary, try and straighten them out. And then what happens is everything that the kiddie penitentiaries have done to try and straighten them out, to put them back into the parents' home, it's like sabotaging all the discipline, because the chaos of the drug or the alcohol and or addicted parent or parents exist. Now, I'm originally from the state of Texas. Virginia. And I think it's still going on in that state, but when I was in that state, I could remember children being removed. It's actually a crime for a parent to commit negligence and or abuse towards their children. They actually go to jail. They don't do that, I don't believe, in the state of Texas. And I'm really, sir, in favor of restoring what used to be called the orphan asylums. I'm a firm believer that these drug addicts, alcoholics that are involved in abusive and criminal activity, morally illicit activity, they need to be in jail. They need to be in jail. And I firmly believe the orphan asylums, I'm not in favor of the foster care program, because you are correct. I have been aware that there have been individuals who have been former prostitutes or lesbians I don't know of, but people of what I would consider moral reprobates that are taking these children in. I think they need to be put in some kind of like a facility where there can be inspections. It's really the lesser of the two evils. And, you know, years ago I remembered, you know, the courts were no longer going through the argument. It started, I think, with teachers in schools. You know, used to, a woman who was divorced, because women were mostly in the social, they were not considered morally upright people in society. And parents didn't want their children being taught by them. They wanted them dismissed. And same thing in the law enforcement. I mean, how many men and women in the law enforcement are out there acting like dogs, you know, just going out there and having relations with people that they're not married to. I just wanted to give that viewpoint, sir, because there is another side of it. And, I mean, I went into homes where the homes were absolutely filthy. I do remember there was one instance where there was an alcoholic mother, but the father seemed to be responsible, and I made a notation that, in my opinion, if there was not some type of intervention, you know, with regards to this matter, I foresaw a divorce, and I really recommended that the father, instead of the mother, you know, should get custody of the child, because he appeared by his actions to be more responsible. I tried to be fair and just about it, but some of these complaints I really would look into the actual behavior and the term Christian, Mr. McGlam, that is used too freely. You know, even in the Bible it says, not everyone who cries, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven. You know, and so there is a real problem with these children, and I'm more concerned about the children than anything else.
Well, listen, my dear, you're not wrong. You know, serving my whole career in the high crime area of South Phoenix, I was in thousands and thousands of homes where children were not living the way I'd like to see them live. Children were abused. They were in alcoholic homes, drug homes and so forth. So you're right, but that's not what I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about a system that is now being corrupted, that was at one time, years ago, we used to have a moral foundation for our own government, both local, state, and federal. We don't have that anymore. And so the true, the lowlifes of society have gravitated up to control our governments today, all the way to the White House. And they're setting up a system that preys on children today, a system of money-making and giving out bonuses to people that snatch more and more children to sell on the open market out there for these organizations. And so I understand what you're saying. Being a police officer for years, I was in thousands of homes where children had a real rough time growing up. Maybe they were sexually abused by a member of the family, with the breakup of over 50% of the families today with divorce. Yes, mothers don't seem to realize when they take in young bucks into the home as their new lover that person does not look at her children as their children. They have mm-hmm. no connection to them and will do horrific things to mm-hmm. those children. So mm-hmm. you're right, Rita, there's a problem, but I'm talking about those families today that we've witnessed for the last 10 years are being victimized by the system today.
Well, Mr. McGlam,
and I just had a case come in just weeks ago of a young boy that was taken out of a home and put in a home with some other boys, and a wonderful, wonderful family who was a foster care family, and he was raped almost immediately by two Mexican boys in there, and now he's suffering more than he suffered when they took him out of the home. So mm-hmm. we've got some serious problems, Rita, as you know, in mm-hmm. the system today, as God has been thrown out mm-hmm. and something called humanism and the end justifies the means political philosophy has taken mm-hmm. over. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Rita. You're right about there are definitely problems out there, and you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate your service in that area, my dear.
May I make a closing comment with regards to your conclusion, sir? Yeah. I agree with you that it's sad for me to hear that that the system as you're describing it exists. And if it exists that way, sir, I am very much a believer in vigilantism. I really and truly are. And I believe that any parent who really, if there is no recourse in the judicial system, and the judicial system is being used as a weapon to destroy the family, then unfortunately, then there is no, I'm very, very grateful for the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution and a great advocate of vigilantism on top of it.
Well,
thank you, sir.
You're my kind of woman, Rita. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you now. Take care. The problem is, folks, that Rita's idea of vigilantism usually doesn't work because they're ready. They know you're going to come and try to steal your kids back because you're a good family. And any decent family would do just that when you're raped by the court system. The CPS court system is a joke. It's a fraud. It's a scam. And you don't have a voice in that system. And they take your children and they're going to keep your children. And so... Rita's idea of vigilantism is really tough today. As you hear, every once in a while we have a news bulletin of somebody stealing their children back. Well, these people are caught and go to jail the rest of their lives, and their children are left to the wild, weird, people out there that will now have your children for good. So we need to stop it before it starts, and I want to give you some ideas on how to do that. Now, Paul, you said somebody else was on the line? Okay, let's go to Joe and Mass, and then I want to give you what I want to give you tonight about how to stop this before it gets started. Joe in Massachusetts, welcome to the program.
Hey, Officer Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Enjoy hearing you on the radio. I wish you had a better mic, but you're broadcast from a telephone. I wish you had a regular mic like they do at the studios. It would be so much easier. You won't have the phone sound in your voice. But a couple of things, and I want to ask, how is Lori, Call doing? What's his name? Yuri Call? How's he doing?
Yuri Call?
Mm-hmm. The attorney?
Well, he's having a tough time. We just had to send a letter from our police and military association here to the warden to get him medical attention. He's got some serious medical problems. And so we had to send a letter telling the warden to get some medical help to him, and the warden did, but he took 10 days to do it. But now Yuri's getting some medical help, we hear. So he's having a tough time. He's been in there 26 years or so.
I'm still waiting for that attorney. I don't know whether I got that envelope or not. It's hard for me, you know, visually impaired with my mail. If I could send him even $10 or $20, I would. I'm waiting for that envelope. I just wanted to know how he's doing and keep us up to date with the attorney and a few other things I wanted to. This kid that was taken out of the house, was he living with foster parents?
No, he was living with his regular parents.
But the foster parents were real good, you said?
Well, that's what they had heard, that the foster parents were real good, but
apparently
they had
not.
Two Mexican boys in there that raped the kid. So evidently it wasn't as secure as...
Well, I know what it's like to come from a bad home, not sexual abuse. I mean, problems are problems, but some people, you know, they make more out of sexual... I mean, it's wrong. I'm not saying it's right, but, you know, I think that mental abuse is, in fact, worse because it affects your mind. I know we couldn't get any intervention. Now it's going too far the other way.
Right.
I wanted to touch another topic on this, and then we can give me your view. Did you see the videotape which John Stadtmiller talked about that rave in Utah, and the police busted up people and busted heads? I'm sure you heard about it.
Oh, yes, I heard about it.
What is your comment on that, like your thoughts on that?
Oh, boy. I'm looking at the clock here. Can we do that another time, Joe?
All right, maybe.
I wanted to get into this message tonight about what people can do to defend themselves.
All right, maybe you can do that a little later on tonight, because I just wanted to hear your views and wanted to wish you the best, and I'll keep in touch. But touch on that, too, when you can, because it's wrong when police get out of control and don't do anything.
Right. Hey, thank you, Joe, very much. Appreciate it. Yeah, I want to stick to the topic right now tonight, folks. I only have a few minutes left. I want to tell you about some things we police officers ask you to do to defend your family. Rita's right, of course. There are jerks out there in bad homes that children are in, and we have to be aware of that and try to help children that are in that situation. But the system that's been set up today by the deviants that have taken over our whole system, many times local, most of the time state and federal for sure, the deviants have risen to the top, and they're into Satanism, and they're into child molestation, and all kinds of deviant activity right at the top of our system. These people are there. And so the system has been taken over by the deviants out there. And so it's very difficult to fight that system when the system has been set up to not let you into a real court of justice. And when they take your children, you go before these guys acting like judges, and you do not have a defense unless you have the money to hire very expensive attorneys out there. And when you go to those very expensive attorneys and say, Child Protective Services took my kids, man, they roll their eyes back and they don't want to take the case because it is totally a fraud, and they know that. Tough cases to win. So the best thing to do, folks, and this is coming to you from police officers, is to take a little bit of money, not a lot, but a little money, I think $30, something like that. Go down to Radio Shack or someplace else and buy you a mini cassette recorder, small recorder that you can put by your door. If you don't have a little shelf by your door where the kids won't grab your recorder, put it up someplace. You can even use Velcros, get fancy with some Velcros and stick it by the door. And so you can have that right by the door to click it on when somebody comes to your door. Now, if you are visited by CPS and they tell you they want to come in to look at your children because they've had this anonymous tipster that you're abusing your children, you tell them to go away and get a warrant. They do not have a right. They have no law saying that you have to open your door to any government agent, any government employee, to have them inspect your house, inspect your children, or do anything in your home. Tell them to go get a warrant. That's lawful to do. You're not doing something outside the law, even though that DPS agent or CPS agent will try to make you feel like you're a criminal for not letting them in the door. You stand tough, because once they get in the door, they will be lying and lying and lying, if that is their particular mode of operation, about what they saw and what you said and so forth. And you want to click on that tape recorder, don't forget, so you get both sides of the conversation as you talk through the door. If you have a good a winter, what do you call those, storm doors with a good lock on it, you can open the door and talk through the storm door, but do not open that door. You teach your children, do not open that door. If somebody knocks on the door and you're in the restroom, your children should not go say, Mommy, somebody's at the door, and go over there and open it. The children should never do that. And parents should do it very seldom, except for people that you know and trust. Do you open your doors to people like that? But I want to tell you the law is, folks, is that if they don't have a warrant, even if a police officer, the DPS, CPS agent will tell you, I'm going to get a cop, and we'll be back, and you're going to open the door. Well, that cop has to have a warrant. The officer will try to act tough and make you act like you're a criminal. You got to take it. Put your chin up and just take it. You're going to want to open the door and prove to him your kids are not sick, they're not abused, they're not injured, they're not anything. You have a nice home, but do not do it. Because you're in deep trouble if you open that door. So what you do to the officer is you tell that officer, you go get a warrant and I'll be happy to open my door to you. Now that officer and that CPS agent has a problem, because more than likely there's no evidence of probable cause to get a warrant on. We'll be right back to finish up the program.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look
back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Officer Jack McGlam program. We have another caller on the line, but let me say this in closing to you. If you have a family that is truly abusing their children, there should be a way to get a warrant. It should not be an anonymous tipster that will not give any information. There should be probable cause for a CPS worker and a police officer to go to a magistrate and get a warrant, come to your house, and then you have a lawful warrant that you deal with there at the house. But if they come to your home and they have anonymous tipsters and they do not have a warrant, do not let them in and record every word that is said on both sides of the door. This is your right to do this. This is not a violation of the law, even though the CPS worker and the cop will try to make you think that you are doing something very, very evil by denying them access. And do not get your back up and say, well, my goodness, if I just let them in, I could prove to them I'm a good mama. I didn't abuse my children. I don't want anybody to think I'm abusing my children, so I'm going to let them in. Bad move. Bad move. Don't you do it. You don't want to lose those children. Like I say, many, many cases, you have children that have a bruise on their, my boys, I raised two boys, they always had bruises on them. Let me tell you, that's the nature. When I was a boy, I always had bruises on me. And girls are many times the same way, falling off their bike and different things like that. So just don't do it, folks. Make them obey the law and go get a warrant. Now let's go to William in California. William, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, very good.
Yeah, I have a situation that was totally in the opposite of what you're saying. I was a foster parent for a little while.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was my daughter's mother, she's a drug addict, and what happened was she brought her other daughter, my daughter's sister, over to my house and just left her at my house.
Uh-huh.
So I waited a couple of days. I was like, well, hopefully she'll come back. She didn't give me nothing. I called the police, and then CPS came, and they gave me what's guardianship, where I was like a foster parent.
Yeah.
But what happened was they kept trying and trying to reunify with her. And what happened was they put her back with her, and she was molested by her cousin, molested her. And
yeah.
So they brought her back to me. And recently, I had her for about 13 months. It was off and on. And they took her away from me again. Well, they took her away and placed her with her again. And I know right now that she's, you know, she's still in an abusive situation. And, yeah, that's really all I have to say.
Well, listen, William, you're right. There's, in a society today that the people have thrown out God and the Holy Bible, there's more child abuse than ever before. So I'm not directing my talk today to child abusers or alcoholics or drug addicts. We definitely know, William, you're right. They're there, and it's a horrible problem, bigger than it's ever been before in society. I was directing, and I'm sure you understand this, parents.
I understand.
That they're snatching the children of good parents today to sell them and make money and for political reasons, because many families that are politically incorrect, they're good Christians, they make their children go to church 3 days a week, three times a week, are said to be abusing their children, and the government wants to remove those children, put them in the home to grow up as good international citizens.
Yeah, I understand. It seems to me that if, like, the mother, she was always sorry and accepted what they say, but if you're someone who stands your ground and isn't pathetic, then they'll, it seems like they'll give you a hard time.
I hear the music there.
Okay.
William, thanks for calling in.
Yep.
You're right. There's a lot of bad things going on and bad parents. We should be on the watch for that. God bless you, William. Thanks for calling in. Don't forget, folks, thanks for being here tonight. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.